I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. It's time for our Thursday international briefing. Later in the program, we'll check in on the latest developments in Myanmar, where Nobel Peace Prize winner Aung San Suu Kyi was sentenced to an additional 18 months under house arrest. Most observers believe the move is intended to shut her out of the campaign for the 2010 elections. We'll speak to one of her attorneys a little later in the program. But first, we are following the travels of U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in Africa. She's in Liberia today, the sixth stop on her seven-nation tour of the continent. Her trip ends on Friday with a visit to the island nation of Cape Verde. Last week, we looked into the U.S.'s foreign policy and economic priorities in and for Africa. This week, we wanted to bring you the perspective of African journalists to tell us how Secretary Clinton's trip is being received and what it means in their respective countries and the continent. Joining us now, Prince Collins. He is a freelance journalist in Monrovia, Liberia. Fariel Hafaji, she's editor-in-chief of South Africa's City Press. She joins us from Johannesburg. And Constance Ikoku, deputy editor for Nigeria's This Day newspaper, and she joins us from Lagos. Welcome, all of you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Before we go into each country in detail, I wanted to ask each of you what's been the general reaction to Secretary Clinton's visit and what's the coverage been like? Prince, let's start with you because Secretary Clinton is in Liberia today. What's been the general reaction to her visit and what's been the coverage like?
Well, as I speak to you, the Secretary of State has just arrived in Monrovia at the State House in the capital, and so dozens of people have turned out to welcome the high U.S. diplomat to Liberia. And people are in high spirit, actually, for her visit. People from across the country who cannot make their way here are listening to the FM radio to hear what she got to say about Liberia's recovery process.
And Constance, before the secretary came to Liberia, she was in Nigeria. What was the reaction there to her visit?
There was a good coverage of Secretary Hillary Clinton's visit to Nigeria. She was highly expected here. There were two views about her visit. Some were of the view that she shouldn't come here to give us a lecture about good governance and corruption. And others were, saw it as an opportunity to discuss with her, like civil society groups, about the problems that we are facing in Nigeria. So I think that she's been well received here, and I think that she enjoyed her time here.
And, of course, Fariel, same question to you, South Africa, which was last week or earlier in the trip. So how was her trip there covered?
I would say that it was quite businesslike and professional. People didn't go quite as crazy as we did when President Obama visited Ghana. I think there was far more emotional interest in that visit. This time it was about trade, good governance, re-establishing a decent relationship between the U.S. and South Africa with none of the rock star quality of the previous visit.
And why is that? Is it simply a different job? Is it that just somehow the foreign minister or secretary of state just doesn't carry the same star power, or are there other things?
I think our continent and our country has taken ownership of President Obama. It feels like a long-lost son or a brother who comes to visit with the Secretary of State. Most media covering it is a very important geopolitical moment, but it didn't have people lining the sides of streets, T-shirts that you saw during the Obama visit.
And Constance, I want to pick up on something that you mentioned. You said that there have been kind of two reactions. One is, on the one hand, yes, we welcome this visit, we welcome the interest. On the other hand, there is a sense of we do not need to hear any lectures from you. And I just want to read a little bit of an editorial that ran in This Day by Chidi Amuta. The title is, "I sincerely hope that U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is not stopping over here to lecture us on good governance, corruption, and the now familiar unflattering themes that dominate international discussion on Africa." And it goes on to say that the U.S. has played a role in the global economic meltdown and thus perhaps is not in the best position to lecture Africa or any other countries on some of these matters. Is this a widely held view? I mean, of course, just in fairness, the editorial does go on to say that some of the things that Western leaders do talk about are legitimate to talk about, like corruption and so forth, but that the U.S. is perhaps not in the best position to lecture at this point, and that perhaps a better approach would be one of more sort of mutual respect. Is this a widely held view?
First of all, that part that you read was written by a columnist. It's not an editorial view of the paper. It was written by someone who writes a column on the back page of the paper.
Yeah, fair point.
And secondly, like I said earlier, There are people who feel that Nigeria already knows they have a lot of problems, including electoral reform, the Niger-Delta conflict, peacekeeping, and a couple of other things. They are already working on it and do not want to see a situation whereby the secretary comes to Nigeria and talks to Nigerians in a manner that does not show respect to them. The other view is that, well, we have these problems, but in any way that the U.S. can help, Nigerians will be open to that. So you have these two reactions. And what I saw Secretary Clinton doing yesterday was to say to Nigerians that it is up to you to solve most of the problems that you have and that the U.S. is here to support. And I think that that was what was expected of her. This country knows that we're facing serious challenges. You go to the shops, you enter public transport, everybody is talking about the problems that we have in this country. And most of this issue would have to be dealt by the Nigerian government. More than 80% of the problems we have will have to be solved by the government. We are already having debates about where we are coming from, where we are, and where we are going to. And I think that the position that she took yesterday was okay.
Okay, so that was going to be my question. My was, do you feel she did take an appropriate tone, whatever that means, with the leaders of Nigeria? Do you feel that she came to lecture or did she come to listen? And was, in your view, was there, or in the view of other observers, an attitude of mutuality, if you will?
I think that the tone was mild, but she made up her point all the same. She talked about Nigeria strengthening the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission, which is the agency that fights corruption in Nigeria. She harped on electoral reform, which is an issue that we've been discussing for almost 2 years now. She talked about the Niger Delta, the amnesty that the government has decided to grant to militants in that part of the country. And she actually said that the U.S. was ready to support Nigeria if they need help in that area. She talked about a U.S.-Nigeria Binational Commission, which would be an instrument through which we can collaborate on a range of issues. She talked about Nigeria's peacekeeping efforts in Africa and praised what we have done in the past in Sierra Leone and Liberia, in Somalia, in other places. So I think that the tone was mild when she spoke with the president and when she spoke with our foreign minister, Mr. Ojom Madueke. She left Nigeria. I think that people were relieved that she did not come to the country talking to us in an important manner. But apart from her visit, I think the challenge now is up to the Nigerian government to begin to work on those issues. They have started already on some issues, but I think that we have to follow it through. Our next election, which is in 2011, is a big issue, and I think that they should start to work on it from now, before the election.
Let me just jump in briefly to say, if you're just joining us, I'm Michelle Martin, and you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm speaking with journalist Constance Ikoku from Nigeria, Fariel Hafaji from South Africa, and Prince Collins from Liberia. We're talking about Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's visit to Africa. She's in Liberia today. And Prince, to that point, a recent report by Liberia's Truth and Reconciliation Commission recommended banning current President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf from holding public office. The commission was established to investigate and address crimes committed during the country's civil war. Johnson Sirleaf, who has had quite warm relations with both the current administration and the previous Bush administration, is accused of, quote-unquote, supporting former Liberian leader and now indicted war criminal Charles Taylor. Is this going to make for an awkward encounter for Secretary of State Clinton? Are these charges supported, for example, by the country to the degree that you can assess this?
The Liberians are in her spirit to hear what Secretary of State Clinton has to say, especially about the recommendations from the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. That recommendation, they said the president of Liberia, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, should not hold public office for some 30 years because they said she provided some of support to war crime indicted Mr. Charles Taylor, who is the former president of this country. And so people here really want to know the U.S. position on the TRC recommendations. So they are hoping that Hillary Clinton will address a lot of issues. Though she will talk about corruption and bad governance and crimes and other issues, but they are in her spirit to hear her about U.S. position on the PRC recommendations regarding this matter.
Would her comments be welcome, or is this an internal matter?
in our history, America has done immense contribution to our own recovery process. When the war started, Liberians were looking at the U.S. to come in and sort of provide support and sort of ensure that the war come to an end. So if the U.S. can come down and get her own position, clear-cut position on her, you know, on the TRC report, indeed, Liberian people are of the opinion that, yes, it will yield some results.
Ferial, the Secretary of State Clinton was in South Africa on Saturday, and she met with President Jacob Zuma. On the one hand, she praised government officials for President Zuma's new policy on HIV/AIDS prevention and treatment. But the U.S. has also had some disagreements with the South African government in recent years with prior administrations. For example, South Africa's role in advancing political reforms in Zimbabwe. Do you have any sense of what came out of those meetings between Secretary Clinton and the president?
Well, first of all, I discerned a much more complex and layered policy position from the U.S. to Africa and to South Africa in particular than I've witnessed for the past 10 years. So that was good to see. I think that the president and the Secretary of State agreed on some things like Zimbabwe and AIDS, and that was a big advance on previous years, but they agreed to disagree on other things like the indictment of Omar al-Bashir, the Sudanese president, and also on AFRICOM. There was a lot of media coverage in South Africa on the U.S. seeking a number of different bases on which to place AFRICOM. Certainly South Africa is not open to that, and it has pushed against locating such a base on the continent.
We need to take a short break, but when we come back, we're going to continue this conversation about Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's visit to Africa with Liberian freelance journalist Prince Collins, Ferial Hafaji, editor-in-chief of South Africa City Press newspaper, and Constance Ikoku, deputy editor of Nigeria's This Day newspaper. Please stay with us on Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin. Thank you.